Here comes the young reprobate. He must be present as a matter of course, you know.
Enter Frank Millington.
Your servant, young gentleman. So your benefactress has left you at last.
It is a painful thing to part with old and good friends, Mr. Millington.
Frank says, It is so, sir. But I could bear her loss better had I not so often been ungrateful for her kindness. She was my only friend, and I knew not her value.
It is too late to repent, Master Millington. You will now have a chance to earn your own bread.
Aye, aye, by the sweat of your brow, as better people are obliged to. You would make a fine brewer's boy, if you were not too old.
Aye, or a saddler's lackey, if held with a tight rein.
Gentlemen, your remarks imply that my aunt has treated me as I deserved. I am above your insults, and only hope you will bear your fortune as modestly as I shall mine submissively. I shall retire. Going, he meets Squire Drawl. Squire says,
Stop, stop, young man. We must have your presence. Good morning, gentlemen. You are early on the ground.
I hope the squire is well today.
Pretty comfortable for an invalid.
I trust the damp air has not affected your lungs again.